are you all right with this?
No, no, that is not the right answer. That is not allowed. You cannot say, because I'm with you. That is not acceptable. This is not a situation you can be all right with. There are zombies outside. It's not a zombie apocalypse. It's a zombie uprising. It's just a mall. That makes it not apocalyptic. But still, you should at least be mildly perturbed, but you're not. You are not perturbed at all. You are fine. You are as cool as a cucumber. And that means that you have not been paying attention. So, allow me to just familiarize you with the situation. This is bad. This is very bad. This is awful because I am being forced to spend the zombie uprising with my sworn enemy, my rival, No. Again, you haven't been paying attention. You are my rival, my enemy. We do not like each other. No, you don't. You don't like me. You do not. No, you don't. Look. Let's just go back a bit further, shall we? I own a tea shop in a mall. Why I thought that was a good idea, I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. I thought I was going to bring the joy of tea to the masses. Instead, I brought it to my sworn enemy as I saved them from the zombies. Am I sorry that I saved you? No. But you work in a coffee shop. You are a barista, a cute barista. Who looks all right in their apron. But a barista nonetheless. So we are enemies. Yes, we are. If I'm your enemy, why do I always go to the coffee shop on Tuesday afternoons? I don't. I went to the coffee shop once, twice, three times. Not fine. Maybe I visit occasionally on various days. Not always on a Tuesday. Why? Why would I go on a Tuesday? Because that's your shift. Zombies. What were you saying? But zombies, did they not distract you? Bollocks. Okay, yes, I always went on a Tuesday, but it had absolutely nothing to do with you. I was just scoping out the competition. Is that why I always ordered hot chocolate? No, I ordered hot chocolate because I don't like coffee. And you make a very nice hot chocolate. You're very skilled. I suppose, I don't know. I didn't watch you intently or anything. Anyway, we are enemies and we are. No, we are. If we're enemies, why did I save you? I didn't save you. You were the only one that believed me about the zombies. I went to security and they laughed at me. They're not laughing now, obviously. I'm a bad person for saying that, aren't I? I'm not. I'm a lovely person. You think I'm lovely? Well, you're wrong. You are so wrong. You're wrong about a lot of things. So many things. But you are a barista. That was bad. That was unfair. I apologise for that. No, I don't. I do. So, they laughed at me. And then I tried to call the police. But they threatened to lock me up. And then I just sauntered into the coffee shop and you just happened to be there. I did not run. I did. No, I did not drag you out of there. I ran in there and I dragged you out. Are you happy now? Are you happy? You're ecstatic. You are, aren't you? You really need to stop paying attention. Zombies. In your head. Well, not in your head. Outside. In the mall. Not in here. Why did I bring you here? I mean, yes, I wanted to keep you safe. But it's a tea shop. I mean, it's an exquisite tea shop with a fantastic range of so many delicious, gorgeous, opulent, decadent teas. Nothing illegal. Why did I say what? I didn't say that. Illegal tea. I know nothing about illegal tea. But why would I bring you to a tea shop? Lucky for us, zombies don't like tea. Who knew? I didn't. I mean, of course I did. I didn't. But, we're safe and we've been stuck in here for a week. And you have just been like this. Just happy. Just super happy and super nice and super friendly. You're always super friendly to me. Just so nice. Just so lovely and sweet. And you give me cake. Lots of cake. Free cake. You're not meant to give out free cake, but you do. But you don't do that to other people. In fact, you're a bit of a dick to other people. And I mean, I get it. The customers you get at that coffee shop, awful. Just undeniably awful. And they deserve a bit of lip. But you don't give that to me. And I... Why? Because you like me. No, you don't. You don't like me. We are enemies. Enemies. And you apparently give your enemies free cake. And come and spend your breaks sitting next to them. And talking to them. And smiling at them. With your nice smile. But you shouldn't be all right. I'm not all right. I am perturbed. I am not just mildly perturbed. I'm majorly perturbed. And it's all because of the zombies. The zombies. It's all the zombies. The zombies. No, it is. It is. It's absolutely the... You? You? Why? Why would you be causing me to be perturbed? Because... Sorry, what? You. Zombie. Zombie clown! Okay, there's not a zombie clown, but it almost worked as a distraction. I do not like you. I do not like you. I absolutely do not like you. You are my enemy. You are. Why would you think that I like you? I do not smile at you. You take that back. I do not smile at you. When have I ever smiled at you? No. Maybe. I was just being polite. I'm a very polite person. I am. On occasion. Okay. Not so polite. People are stupid. You're not stupid. I mean, you're not. You're really smart. Just so smart. You're so wonderfully smart. Maybe. So I don't like you. I don't. Oh, why are you like this? Why are you like this? This is so annoying, so annoying. You are just so annoying. I concede defeat. Are you happy? You win. I like you. No. It's not even just that. I don't just like you. I adore you. I am in love with you. And do you know how inconvenient that is? That sounded bad. That bollocks. See, this is why. I was trying so hard to convince myself that you were my enemy. I was really making an effort, really, really making an effort, and it wasn't easy because you are lovely and wonderful and so, so sweet. And I really, really love you. Like you, love you. I love you. I do. But that's dangerous. That is so dangerous because I'm not good at this. I'm really not good at this. And if I mess things up with you... If I messed it up... If I ruined it... I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. I don't have the best relationship history. I'm not exactly... user-friendly. My last breakup was actually a breakup. They smashed my teapots. I know! How could they do that? I can be a lot. I came to the coffee shop because I like you. I came to a coffee shop. I ventured into a coffee shop. A coffee shop. You're right, that is basically a declaration of love. You could really break my heart. Because I love you so much. So. Pardon me? You love me too? You love me too? You love me? Oh, that's even more inconvenient! And, wow, that was not what I wanted to say, but it is a little bit inconvenient because now I can never pretend that you're an enemy. Because you're in love with me, are you? Are you sure you're not confusing me for another tea shop owning Brit? If you are... Ooh, what is this? Ooh, this is jealousy. This is jealousy. Ooh. Oh, so it's just me. Good. What, you like the idea of me being a bit jealous? Just a tiny bit jealous. I wasn't going to go and hunt them down and then... I'm not a tea lady. I don't know why I said that. So, I love you. And you love me. And I saved you because the thought of you being in danger, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't think. I had to get to you. But when I was telling security about the zombies, I was a bit manic because I was shouting at them as I was running to the coffee shop. And when I was calling the police, I was doing the same thing. So, yeah. It's just, I had to save you. I didn't really have a plan. It's amazingly lucky that zombies don't like tea. Almost too amazingly lucky. It's very convenient. But, here we are, and we're safe. We are safe from the zombies, and we have supplies, so long as you like tea and biscuits. And fruit. Jam counts as fruit. And you're safe, and that's all that matters. And I wish there was a way for us to leave. Oh, no. Oh, I've done a bad thing. I have done a really... It's nothing. It's a tiny thing. So, it's not my fault that I forgot. No, wait. Let me just tell you. Trying to convince myself that you were my enemy took a lot of effort. A lot of effort. And you are very distracting because you're you. So it's completely understandable that I forgot about the tea tunnel. The tea tunnel. What's the tea tunnel? Well, the previous owner of this unit was a criminal sort. And he had a tunnel put in for the transference of illicit goods. The landlord didn't know. I found it when I was setting up my tea shop. And I definitely do not use it to smuggle tea. I might use it to smuggle tea. Now, my shop has a exceedingly exquisite, extensive, wonderful range of tea. But there are some teas that you just can't. I'm a little bit of a illegal tea dealer. In fact, in the black market, I'm known as the tea lady. It's like a crime lord, but I'm a tea lady. And I have a reputation? I'm sorry. What was that? What was that noise? that little squeak. When I said that I was a illicit you like this. You like it. You like the fact that I'm a criminal. You think it's perhaps hot? Like a nice cup of Earl Grey? You do. You do. You do. You do. My tea tunnel is stacked to the ceiling with illegal tea. The tunnel itself is 4 meters wide, but there's only 1 meter left to traverse because the rest is just full of illegal tea. The most illegal tea. Interpol is looking for me. The CIA is looking for me. The FBI. All the acronyms. The NBA. Wait, that's sports ball, isn't it? That's sports ball. But they probably are looking for me. Everyone is looking for the tea lady. But they never find me because I am just too good. So you're in love with quite the famous criminal. Wow. So, would you like to escape with me down the tea tunnel? That sounds highly questionable. But would you? You would? Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Oh. Oh! Look! It's the National Guard. And they're dispersing the zombies. I guess the zombie apocalypse is over. Oh, it was always a zombie apocalypse. I just said uprising because I was trying to convince myself that you were my enemy and I wasn't madly in love with you. What a shame. Oh, I mean, it's not a shame that they're killing the zombies because zombies who don't like tea, the worst kind of zombie. It's just a shame that I won't be able to run away with you because that sounded rather nice. What? We could still do that. But the National Guard. Oh my. You are just so perfect. Marry me. I mean, would you like a cup of tea? It sounded like I was saying something else, but yes, you will have a cup of tea. You will marry me. You will marry me? You will? Are you serious? This is not something to joke about. You... I need to get the Elizabeth the First teapot! The Elizabeth the First teapot! You... Are we engaged? Are we engaged? We're engaged. We're engaged. We need the teapot. We need the... Okay. Oolong. 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 I'm taking deep breaths because I was about to have a bit of a... I was working myself up into quite the tizzy and, well, if we're engaged. We're engaged! I'm going to marry you! Well, we can't just use any teapot. It has to be the most expensive, fanciest, most illegal teapot I own. I stole this from the Queen. I did. I stole it from the Queen. It was either this teapot or a corgi. I chose a teapot. And I've never, ever used it. But if we're engaged, I have to use the fanciest teapot that I own. Because you are just so deserving of a fancy teapot. The fanciest teapot. This teapot could get me thrown in the tower, but you deserve it. Because you deserve the best. Because you are just wonderful. So I guess we won't be running away down the tea tunnel. Bring the teapot with us. We can have tea on the one. Oh, you are so perfect. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll get the teapot. You pick a tea. Oh, of course I trust you. Oh, I trust you implicitly. I have no doubt that you will make the most perfect selection. Though if I could just direct you to the Earl Grey wall. Oh, you know it's my favourite. Oh, you're just so lovely. Alright, we need to hurry because They're going to want to evacuate us, and that is not happening.
Oh, no.
Because I am the Tea Lady, and you are my beloved. So I'll grab the teapot, you grab the tea. Oh, no, I've got a travel set just waiting to go. Of course I do. You never know when you're going to have a cuppa. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Let's get moving!